Municipal leaders from throughout the Okanagan got together in Kelowna yesterday to press the need to conserve water. As part of the Okanagan Basin Water Board's annual WaterWise program, the mayors and their representatives also committed to the Make Water Work Challenge. That is a pledge to make the most of the water they use and to conserve water. Daybreak's Christina Lowe was there to hear what the municipal leaders had to say. Okanagan Basin Water Board Chair and West Kelowna Mayor Doug Finlater was the first to make the pledge.
Personally, I dread summer now because of wildfire season. I don't go away. I stay close to home. And we always seem to have somebody evacuated in or around our community. So in the case of West Kelowna, we do have a water conservation program. We're on stage one now. I expect we'll be going to stage two pretty quickly. We're doing a drought plan as well this year to address those kinds of issues in terms of serial dry summers where we could run into problems.
Rob Geyer, acting mayor for District of Lake Country.
Like other mayors, deputy mayors before me and those to come, I also would like to pledge. My wife has made the pledge, so we used to have nine zones. We have a huge garden. In fact, our house is in the garden tour in Lake Country on June 11th. 28 years ago when we first planted things and the grass, we did have a lot of grass, which is a lot of it has been eliminated over time, and we have been replacing a lot of the plants with xeriscape plantings, and we've also gone to sprayers.
Hey, how you doing? I'm bad.
I'm Gail Given. I'm the deputy mayor of the city of Kelowna. Kelowna is unique in its water management systems. The city of Kelowna Water Utility, which sources its water from Okanagan Lake, delivers water to just over half of our residents, about 64,000 people. And then most of the remaining residents receive their water from one of four improvement districts, which do have their own water supplies and rates and requirements, not necessarily drawing from Okanagan Lake. So the City Water Utility really has made some great progress in water conservation over probably the past 13 to 15 years by implementing a metered water system. So we've been on metered water for quite some time and charging variable rates, which of course encourages water conservation. Through the Water Smart program, the city utility also strives to reduce peak demands and has made significant strides over the years to reduce the peak. Since 2003, per capita consumption of water in single-family households has actually dropped by 20%. So that's an indication of when you meter and you have a leveled price structure, it really does encourage residents to conserve water. So on behalf of the City of Kelowna, I encourage residents to participate in this challenge to make water work in their homes and yards, learn more about how to use less water and help reduce the peak demands.
Ken Selva from KHS Landscape Design Build. The reason that we've been involved in this Make Water Work project is really because we're really true believers in this whole water conservation program. I'm in and out of people's gardens everywhere. I look at commercial sites, I look at just regular residential installations, and we're always finding issues everywhere we go. So we do a lot of math and we can see the amount of water that's wasted due to issues in irrigation systems. So one thing we always recommend is that people could, if at all possible, have your irrigation system audited, because this is where we see a huge amount of water wasted in just a very short period of time. Always think of your water wastage in gallons per minute, and if your system is leaking at 1 gallon per minute or 2 gallons per minute, it's pretty quick to calculate that you have 1 gallon per minute over 60 minutes is 60 gallons, 24 hours a day, 5-7 days a week. How long has that system been leaking? We once found a system that was leaking about 5 gallons a minute for 7 years it had been leaking. And it was unbelievable that it just had been running into the ground, but that's a tremendous amount of water, you know, that's wasted.
I'm CJ Rhodes, a councillor from the town of Osoyoos. I'm going to glance over at Anna over here. She gave us the dubious statistic of being the highest water per capita water consumption users, not only in the Okanagan, but I believe that we are in the top 10 in the world for water usage. So we took that not as a you know, an insult to our community, but as a huge challenge to move forward. The town of Asuyas has hosted two very, very successful international components to water conservation. They've been highly successful. There's been a lot of people that attended, and has that introduced an international component to water conservation in our community. On a more contemporary thing, some of the things that we've done recently, at our last council meeting 2 weeks ago, we introduced the stage two as our now normal one. When you introduce bylaws for your residents to live by, so many of them are absolutely useless unless you have an enforcement component. Last year's drought conditions in the Okanagan brought to us that reality of enforcement. And admittedly, we were very, very unsuccessful at enforcement. It irritated people, it agitated, it brought people out of the woodworks that would never have done it before. So we kind of backed off on that a little bit. We now have a new way of looking at it. We feel that water conservation is about awareness, it's about knowledge, and it's about education. And that's the tactic that we're going to be taking from now on. We have hired a water ambassador for our community. He will drive around our streets and he will look for irrigation difficulties and rooms for, you know, for improvement and that type of thing. And of course have all kinds of literature and knowledge, not only from this program, but from the Okanagan Basin Water Board. He will be handing those out and engaging people in our community.
My name is Anna Warwick Sears. I'm the executive director of the Okanagan Basin Water Board. We've been working for a number of years to help communities get the message out about water conservation. We find that the more people can work together, the more that they can share resources, the more that they can be providing their residents with the same information, the more effective it is for everyone.
At the end of the day, after the year is over, will there be some kind of a measurement as to, you know, whether this water conservation has actually worked in reducing the usage of water?
That's actually a very complicated question because, as you heard today, communities are at different stages with whether or not they have water metering. And until everyone has water meters, it's hard to judge the actual, you know, comparison of water use. But we're working on that as well. We're helping communities get those metering programs in. We're helping the communities with the drought plans. And year by year, we're getting closer and closer to that goal where we have really good information on the water use in every community.
Residents from communities up and down the Okanagan Valley are encouraged to take the Make Water Work Challenge. The community that gathers the most pledges per capita is named the Make Water Work Champion. Armstrong won that challenge last year. Anyone who makes a pledge will be entered to win a grand prize of a WaterWise yard upgrade worth $6,000. You can visit makewaterwork.ca for more information.